So good evening. So. So there's the integration and the initiation, you know, given the idea of the whole path. in the particular related to each initiation at that initiation, this of the whole you see integration of the whole stage path is explained in brief, so that So the setting up, the meaning of the initiation is setting up in the gradual and the graduate path. So that's what it is. So. So the main reason to follow the Mayana path, that is to benefit for sentient beings. So the compassion towards other sentient beings, you know, see suffering, you feel unbearable, so the great compassion, seeing sentient beings suffering samsara thing, so unbearable. So then, how you can benefit them is a, you need rupakaya, you need to take the body, the Buddha's holy body, body of form, dharmakaya. If you just dharmakaya, you see, the sentient beings cannot seek and communicate. So. The main thing to achieve the benefit of sentient beings is the rupakaya, the holy body form. So, to achieve that, you need to achieve dharmakaya. So then with dharmakaya manifest, see the holy body form. Not only the samadhi and nimanakaya, but it is a out of Dhammakaya, you know, pure form, another aspect of Buddha, and then also ordinary form, you know, for ordinary beings whose mind is obscured and who cannot see aspect of Buddha pure form, then manifest various ordinary form, all sorts of nothing definite. in any kind of form that fits exactly that sentient being, to that level of mind, you know, the level of, the quality of the mind, you know, so among the impure, karma obscuration, you know, whose mind is obscured among those things, they are very heavily obscured, have many different, or they are, you know, numbers in the different kinds, so then, so manifest in human form, ordinary human form, of having suffering, and that, you know, delusion, having suffering, just like exactly as ordinary being, and is showing exactly as, then showing exactly as, you know, the some medicine, some of the symptoms in the form of dog, cats, whatever, but who manifest dog exactly behave dog. You know, they say barking and, you know, the eating, anyway, doing whatever the dog does, whatever the dog does, exactly behave. So that's what it means, manifestation. So, ordinary being, ordinary human being, you see, so having, you see, delusion, having ignorance, you know, you see, you know, like that. Delusion, suffering, and misinformation, whatever. So exactly. And, you know. You see, not showing higher than, not, because it doesn't fit, you know, it doesn't come to see, so not higher than that, no more pure than that. So, see, so it manifests ordinary bodhisattva, exactly ordinary bodhisattva. You know, so you may think, may not have a realization of higher bodhisattva, you know, it's the bhumis, you see. So it would be showing exactly no other higher understanding or something. It behaves exactly. So that, so a manifest child, you know, born a child, and a cry, make kaka pee pee, and, you know, you behave exactly as a child. So, yeah, so any form, you see, so manifest means that, so you do exactly, you know, what suffering, how normally they do. So that, because only that way then you can help others. Only this way they can see, they can communicate, so only this way you can benefit others. So anyway, so it's very easy to believe from the others, you know, oh, this, you know, definitely ordinary being, doesn't know any higher. It's not high bodhisattva, you know, has no idea, no understanding. So because it behave exactly as, so if it's ordinary bodhisattva, behave exactly like that. It doesn't show anything special, having achieved for me certain things, see. So any being. So some is a butcher, you know, for some manifest butcher, and show exactly butcher, what normally what butcher does. Then prostitute, you know, manifesting for some, for symptoms, for so much attachment, whatever it is, then you know, whatever normal time, just exact behaving that way. So, you see, so the other being who don't have pure, you know, who is one of the mind, not pure mind, just only see exactly behaving like that, you see, then see one of that, doesn't see anything more than that, higher than that. In the view of that person, so like that. So all these great beings, see, you know, in the past life, all the enlightened beings, but when they reincarnate, see, you know, the children, you know, so do you know what the children does normally, you know, yes, like that, crying, and what normal children behave, play, you know, just exactly, even though in reality, enlightened being. So, say, so that for example, as soon as the court often says, well, I don't know this, I don't know that, you know, court often, you see, when you have conversation or in the teaching sometimes, or there's some this not sure something like that, or many times, you see, or when you have interview or things, you know, ask them, oh, this I don't know, you see, like that. So anyway, so then that time, you see, of course, if you have pure mind seeing, you know, real Genesis or real Buddha, then of course you wouldn't have that thought. But if you don't have that pure mind, you would think, oh, really, someone doesn't know this. So you might think, you see, so you see as a sort of ordinary being, you know, and that, but see, yeah, that is, anyway. and some people, you see, for certain people, like showing kind of aspect of upset, see, disturbed or upset, and is it showing dark face? However, it's all a synonymous view and. You see, of course, it is done to benefit to the sentient beings, and particular sentient beings needed that aspect. Need that, you see, such aspect and manifestation. So one might think, oh, one might think if one doesn't have it, you know, realization of city, if one doesn't have pure mind seeing, realizing Buddha, then, but oh, as soon as, you know, angry, you might think like that. As if common people would think like that, you know, who do not know. you see. So see ordinary form like having discriminating thoughts like that, you see. So So strong ordinary bodhisattva. You see that do not show at all having achieved high path or Arya bodhisattva or those qualities. You never show. See. Never show to those symptoms, do not see. Never show because they don't come out to see. You know? So when I come out, they can see it's just that ordinary. Yeah. Even as bodhisattva, but when I bodhisattva. So, like in the view, it appears 100% the ordinary bodhisattva. You see? 100%. Like that in the view. So again, anyway, this explanation helps also the section, the very important subject of the Guru Puja, Guru Yoga, which brings everything successful, all the realization, the enlightenment, works for others to achieve the extensive benefit to sentient beings. So, so this is a part of the essay. It brings part of the subject. So now. So one needs to achieve, to be able to benefit. So the objectivity of our life, the objectivity, you see, to follow man's path, to complete the works of others and things. For that, we need to achieve unified state of normal learning, unification of normal learning, and so we need to achieve that. So, for that, for that, then that is only possible if you. That is only possible if you practice highest tantra. Even the lower tantra alone cannot, you can't achieve that. Because as I mentioned, the gross mind doesn't go to enlightenment. Only subtle mind, extremely subtle mind, only that goes to enlightenment. So therefore, and what makes possible to actualize that and see the gross mind is only in the high tantra has that method. So therefore, we need to practice the high tantra, for that. So, then, then the and all this and the main one, what makes success for all this? Then of course, by receiving initiation from Vajra Master, and then taking the Tantric vows. Then to take the Tantric vows, that depends on preliminary taking Bodhisattva vows. So it depends on that. Then to be of course then all this all preliminary for all this of course then need to see give up the eye self cherish others. Bodhicitta. So attitude to practice all these tantric path, isn't it? By that attitude, you see. So it's a preliminary. With that, then take practice six parameters, you see. Then the self powerful. Then to attain such this gradual part of the higher capable being, then that depends on preliminary having trained the mind in the graduate path, middle capable being in general, the left the samsara behind. Renounced. However, the desire realm, or the desire realm itself, all the pleasures of desire realm, and as well as the form realm, formless, those devil realm, form realm, formless realm. even the formless realm, where there's no suffering, pain, and suffering changes, temporary samsara pleasure, the suffering changes. the, you know, those which are suffering, the samsara pleasure, which are suffering changes. there's only the third suffering, pervasive compounding suffering. The ideas and the control of karma and delusion contaminate the seed of disturbing thoughts, and that you see, because of that, the ideas, you see, continue with the ideas circles again to the next life, again, to see the circles to the next life. Then you see, and then that, continue with that samsara, then circles to the next, so that you see. So, so without renunciation of samsara in the path, you know, and without wisdom realizing, without directly perceiving emptiness, you know, without that, this is what happened. Even by being born in the formless realm, in a harsh realm of samsara, so you, you know, after that karma is finished, you know, circle again. So how realizing not only desire realm but the formless realm, all this realm of samsara, only completely only nature of suffering. And so total disgusting. See, can't find attraction even in the dream for 1 second, even for 1 second, for the all these desire realm, the samsara realm, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, all this. By discovering how there's only total initial suffering, so you don't find attraction even in the dream, even for 1 second. So like that, so the renunciation of samsara is apparent. So then, to have that, then preliminary did not. Preliminary is the gradual path of the lower capable being and general. The renunciation to this life, or in other words, mind which is totally free from the attachment and the mind which is totally free from from the so the grasping mind, the clinging, grasping, say, this painful mind, which creates all the confusions, this life and the other life. So, life after this. So, other sufferings. So, that. That satisfied content mind, the free mind from the attachment clinging to this life. So Anahat. Dice. I think also. I think this should also include that. So the renunciation of samsara, then you see the 12 trainings. And then renunciation to this life, then with that, you know, with that, say, with that, say, the satisfied content, the free mind, so free mind from the confusions. However, the with that, not only taking refuge, but but Dhamma Sangha, but following the advices, the karma, protecting karma, you know, abandon tenant virtue, practicing tenant virtue. The expressing from the gradual path of the law, capable in general, so from the beginning of the path, the perfect human birth, all that, so all that lies, all that depends, success of all that, from perfect human rebirth up to enlightenment, all that lies to the root of the Asalama Sangha talks, expresses the root of the path. So the devoting, correct devoting, which is hand. So here, by looking at the guru, they say, from say, even whether the teacher's side, the is Buddha or not, whether the Buddha's Sapa or not, however, from the disciple's side, say, from disciple's side, correctly devoted, say, free from all the mistakes and having all the qualities. And by looking at Buddha, then you want to see, train the mind in that, one see Buddha. Then that way, so the disciple can become enlightened. If the disciple side practice well, can become enlightened even before the guru, before that person's teacher become enlightened. Before that person's teacher become enlightened, the disciple can become enlightened much, can be enlightened first. Kruger. Then able to enlighten the sentient beings, Kruger. So then the objective of the life is succeed. Is succeed. like then you start when starting you enter the primary school, so you kindergarten from there, primary school, then high school, well, college, university, then you get degree, whether doctor or MP or whatever it is, PhD, whatever it is. How you see, so that objective, you see. That able to do, you know, able to find job, able to do jobs, whatever, make money or to teach others or whatever, you see. So that, so say, so it's the matter of that. So this way, the disciples' wishes, it succeeds. This way, his wishes, you know, his objective succeeds in class. So that's what's needed. So that's the whole point that. here is not the argument. You see, it is a good whether the teacher is a Buddha or not. It's not a point of argument. You know. Just practice. It's not a point of argument. So here I would like to say something at this point. So this is the reason. So therefore, of course, correct way. could find a way difficult to talk about good devotion. Very difficult to talk about good devotion because you are teaching Dharma. Because you are yourself engaged in teaching Dharma, so very difficult to talk good devotion. See that. So, however. Of course, it is uneasy. But the correct way to do it is that with compassion to others. If others didn't know this, if they're completely ignorant, if you leave them completely ignorant in the subject, then they would make so much mistakes. They would all through. No matter how much they learn Dharma, other teachings, how much they learn, how much they try to meditate. You know, say live in the mountains, caves, or you see, not seeing people and not eating food, not sleeping, whatever, not seeing birds, not even seeing the birds. You know, not even coming out to see the birds. Anyway, so anyway, what if they see? They will, because they don't know, so they will. They will make so much mistakes in their life. From beginning, they will make mistakes. From very beginning of Dharma practice, they will make so much mistakes. You see, already, you know, so many heavenly karmas collected with lack of understanding, their devotional practice. Of course, you can't talk about that from the very beginning. Of course, it has to be suitable. It has to be right. I mean, it has to be the right hand. that, of course, otherwise it doesn't. Yeah. But however, generally speaking, therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa is a very wise that when he set up Lam Rim, of course, follow Lama Tisha. So Guru devotion is a Guru devotion subject brought at the very beginning. So that before you begin anything sushi, so the person is fully aware, has a complete understanding of the teachings on the Guru devotion. So from very beginning, the person becomes very careful. Person knows where you have to pay most attention. What is the biggest obstacle for success? So person has already knowledge. where you need to pay most attention in your life, put your effort, and even cause like danger. So it helps from the very beginning to be correct. Start good life. And start to see pure practice of the life with some mistakes. begin life, good, pure, safe. Like that. From very beginning, pure, clean life, you see, like that. Spiritual practice. in other traditions, the Guru devotion comes after, I think, refuge, or after samsara, after shortcoming samsara, or the after refuge, talking about the lower realm, then perfecting his usefulness, difficult, those impairments, especially impairments, death, especially impairments, death, in the lower realm, sometimes in the refuge come. So I think that maybe after refuge somewhere. So with compassion, with care, with concern of other, with the concern of the sentient being, the disciples to guide, not my mistake from the very beginning, and make them to fully aware. So the explaining good, the good version practice like that. not so not not of course not with the motivation that to receive respect to oneself or the advantage, you know, to get advantage for oneself, of course then that of course then that's not misused. But you see, your concern of the sentient being, who are relying on you, and to the concern of them to guide, to be successful at Dharma, to be successful at any realization path, you know, in a few words, in a way. In short, disciple to be successful in the attaining path, achieve liberation, enlightenment. So, to achieve the goal, to achieve the objective, you know, to be able to perfect the world to something means. So, for that. So, you see that. So, if you expect. If you explain the compassion, I don't. They said that's perfect. That's perfectly right. There's no problem. But of course, you know, that if then without that motivation, then the things, I mean, of course, then can be difficult. the other thing is that of course it is planned. Now there are so many Lamrim teachings and translated into English, translated into English, so that in the Guru devotion practice, so that Tantra, Tantra commentaries, and so that so many, so the Certainly, without much words of that, one way is certainly being good example, being very inspiring example to the disciple. Of course, that is being without many words, just being very good, very inspiring example to practice Dharma. That's, of course, that's one way. That's not like before. Not as many teachings on those subjects, which they can find out. So that is not a good one. But still, of course, still it depends on the disciple side that. You know, it depends on interpretation. It depends on the interpretation of the disciple side interpretation. It's just like the teacher. I think you probably heard the story many times. Like the teacher in Tibet, in one monastery, the two disciples. Or went to their home or somewhere very far. They came back, they come back very, very far from their home or somewhere. You know, tired, exhausted. So the teacher gave cold tea. These two disciples, these two monks. So the one disciple, the first disciple. Anyway, you know, who doesn't know which one is first? The one disciple thought, the one disciple got angry to the teacher. Oh, we came so far, so tired. So he gave even, didn't give us even warm tea. Then the other disciple said, oh, the teacher is so kind for us, you know. He especially gave us cold tea. So here is a simple example. There's also a responsibility from sattva to sattva. See, it depends how you depends on the disciples, depends on the interpretation, how you think. You know, it all depends on that, how you practice, so you have to understand also that. like the Gyalong Lepa Gama, that Buddha, Gautama Buddha, from his own side, with enlightened being unconceivable numbers of eons ago. But the Gyalong Lepa Gama, the Buddha's attendant, Lepa Gama, who served Buddha 22 years, served every day with the Buddha 22 years, didn't see any quality. And he saw Buddha only liar. He saw Buddha only liar. And I think his Hindu guru, Hindu guru had more faith. More faith than Buddha. there's some story, I don't remember. The Hindu guru was born there. Some interesting story. Anyway, the guru was born, then died, preta. So, I think making noise in the road, when monks was passing through, or the karma. Anyway, they born as preta in the road, making noise. So the Buddha explained, So there's some story there. I don't remember. Something to do with it. Some story there. I think they gave a brown sugar drink or something, and then they did a diet. Doesn't matter. Yeah, maybe some of you might remember the story. So anyway, so Gelung Lepa Gama, 22 years being Buddha's attendant, but never saw any quality, only liar, all those 22 years. And that is because Buddha went for alms one day, and one girl from the family offered a handful of grain put in the Buddha's begging bowl, and Buddha said, due to this karma you will be enlightened, called Samyabhi Sangye. So it sounds like Buddha having no name, but I'm not sure exactly. So Buddha has predicted the result that she will become enlightened. Samyabhi Sangye, Buddha having no name, something. Something like that, I'm sure. So anyway, then he thought this is too much. He thought Lepa Gama thought it's too much. Buddha is flattering just because this girl gave a handful of grain. So Buddha is making a big thing from that. It's a flattering. What's the other word? Flattering. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So Buddha's, flattering the girl, you see. So it didn't fit to him. So he told Buddha's, making a huge thing out of that, so he thinks, how possible, from this, and, give one hand of hand and become Buddha. Something like that. Because from his side, he never look at the Buddha, no mistake, having all the quality, he didn't never practice that, never train his mind. So then, only look at his mistake. That's what he saw 22 years, a mistakes like that. So, so that the opposite one is the Milarepa, as I mentioned. The opposite one is Milarepa. Of course, in the West, of course, I don't know, probably might, from the Western term, might say abuse or whatever. So only scold, only be given hard time for years, never given a teaching initiation. So anyway, but the Milarepa side, it's an undisturbable, unshackled devotion. Looking at Buddha, seeing on Buddha, see that, no change to Milarepa's devotion, see that. So here, so in this way, all the Sutta Tantra, it's all supporting each other. No contradictory, only supporting each other. All the teachings of Buddha is for one person to achieve enlightenment. All the teachings of Buddha is only support, one person to achieve enlightenment. So everything completely beyond that support one person to achieve enlightenment. So by having received the initiation, like the continuity flow of the river. So, attempting continuously the profound yoga, the two stages. So after having received initiation, so then retreat during the practice. So the daily practice and based on so the. Practicing yoga, profound yoga of the two stages based on the keeping a samaya vow, like the eyeball, so the even the hair goes touch the eyeball is very sensitive. So so you protect the eye, from dust or from anything, so you protect the eye. So like that, with the keeping the samaya vow. Then in this way, either able to achieve enlightenment, Supreme Realization Mahamudra, in this very lifetime. So those Kalaita meaning those. Then say, however, even not didn't happen to achieve full enlightenment in the best to achieve full enlightenment in this life. then say, as I mentioned during the vow, then within next life to meet Guru, and I can practice the path. However, achieve enlightenment within 3 lifetimes or 7 lifetimes, however. or within 16 lifetimes. However, enlightenment quickly. It is said, probably many of you have heard that as soon as someone was because there's worry. In fear of taking initiation and then unable to pick the vows and you know the commitment things like that the reciting prayer mantra or whatever I think usually the concern is the mantra or the prayer, not so much the vow. The tantric vows, but from that it's mainly the prayer, you know, which just you know that you see that more afraid and unable to do that. The basic the tantric vows, you know, there's 5 types of Buddha's vows, and then this. 22, those are particular ones. However, so again here, what really makes to achieve enlightenment quickly is the tantric vows, these tantric vows, samas. That's what, so. Always we have to understand. So this is the one that makes to achieve enlightenment quickly. The Deva of Samadhi. So then the awareness comes in our daily life, in the vows, and then, you know, the inner courage to practice comes. otherwise that become kind of unknown or not taken care of, or just or just concerned just some prayer or mantra for side to say, but all the rest is not have somehow not have taught. However. Is when the song you say that by taking initiation, because there all these, you know, the hearing all this, so the much. You take that high standard initiation, to, you know. then, say, the didn't unable to protest the Samayavada, and then born in the lower realms. Who became enlightened first? It's a question of that. That this person who doesn't think about and the initiation of the didn't and never practice in Samayavada, then born in the lower realm. Person who didn't take initiation, has some initiation, thoughts of my vows. And then, not even Mahayana, not even, Mahayana, taking responsibility, to reach enlightenment for something being, not even that. Then, just thinking this much more simple, just follow the Hinayana path, that to achieve liberation for oneself. However, so even that person able to complete the five paths to liberation, in each of liberation, because that person achieved the liberation nirvana, then abide in that for some many eons, get kind of stuck, caught in that blissful state of peace for so many eons, inconceivable number of eons. So then it said the person who took the intention, the highest of the initiation, above, and the practice, then born in the Lord, finished the experience in the order, the length of all that suffering, whatever it is. How long have been suffered, but finished finished the karma, and then again, then born in human realm, made dharma. Because you made connection in the past, you need this initiation, you made connection with tantra in the past. So then you meet again, tantra teaching. Then you practice. Then you engage in the path. You enter in the path and achieve enlightenment. So when this person, another person, didn't even practice Mahayana teaching, then enter Hinayana path and achieve liberation from samsara, then abide in this blissful state, peaceful, so many unconscious. So this other person already achieved enlightenment. Finished experience karma in the lower realm, or that, what length of time is it? How many? So finished it. Then in the path, mid-tanga, born human being, mid-tanga, extra path, then achieved enlightenment already. So this, Rinpoche is saying that even one didn't get to practice, the Samayavada, but still that's incredible. It's the advantage to achieving enlightenment Kuda by having made a connection to Tantra, Sri Mandavaj, by leaving positive imprint, evidently positive imprint, you see. So that causes to meet Tantra teaching in the future, you see, and practice. So there's and also Lama Disha, two geishas from I saw in the teaching arguing, so better not take tantric initiation, and because you break all these vows, not on the root but the eight heavy ones, bopo, that is those like practicing pure appearance, once a day in the place, in the, so the unable to do, then you see rainfalls of vices one collect, receive, you see. So the two geishas, better not to take any initiation at that. So the Lama Disha saying That is, Lama Tisha saying, that is a blind yak. That is, you know, blind yak eating grass. Blind yak. The yak whose eyes are blind eating grass. So they cannot see all the grass, you see. Blind yak. Eyes blind, so see some, see doesn't see some. You know? Blind yak, you know, eating grass. So, so Lama Tisha said, even though it's like this, when you're unable to practice pure, you know, like that is an example of pure appearance, like that, you see, then vices like that unfold. Then, like a mandala, mandala, or let me say, Lama Tisha used to call it mandala, you see, mandala, the way you wipe away, you see, you put without cover, then minimum dust, as time goes, minimum dust. So, but all that dust, so many dust, the time goes is covered, but you can clean all that by one time. So like that, this geisha is talking about this, is it because not knowing there's a skillful means of, there's a skillful means of tantra. There's a skillful means of tantra. called Vajrasattva. Vajrasattva, where even though unable to keep those subtle ones, difficult ones, you see, unable to keep unable to keep those vows, unable to practice, continuously. So there's a rainfall. There's a like those example dust. So the some dust covering the vices, receive, but by doing what's called Vajrasattva practice, one time it can purify everything. So Lama Tisha replied, this is the Lama Tisha's point of view, negating to what the two geishas were thinking. See, so like that. So that's also one to think. Then after you have done the retreat, after you have done Deity's retreat, then you can do called self-initiation and the most powerful. So by having done that one time, that purifies all the all the need karma, all the three level of vows, completely. And then because during that time also you take a vow, so restore. So that is unbelievable advantage, extremely important, unbelievable advantage. So therefore it's good to do, if you have received a high standard initiation or deity, it's good to do a retreat, that enabling retreat, where you can do self-initiation or these things, you see, where there's incredible benefit, incredible protection of your life. Purify these things, so then again makes pure and able to practice samaya bhava, and then that makes it easy to have realization of the path of enlightenment. But if you haven't done any high standard deity retreat, then you can't do this self-initiation, this like a atomic bomb, see, so powerful to purify all this, all the next karma. and this is one of the best things to do, best thing to practice in everyday life. if not every day, then once a week. If not, then once a month. However, in 1 year, as many as possible, self-initiation. There's a lama, giving initiation. Of course, this I'm not saying self-initiation is better than the taking initiation from guru. I'm not saying that. Of course, then when there's no chance, to take initiation from the guru, then you see, you take initiation by yourself. so that they purify everything, and the Bible makes everything pure. So, by doing this, then when you die, even though many need karma, brought about many kriya, but when you die, your need karma is very light. So there is no obstacle. So death does not become difficult for you, and it becomes very easy, you know, ever go to Pure Land or however to find perfect human birth, to meet virtues, meet Vajra and the teaching again, to practice that, so like that. So even say not possible in every month, but in 1 year as many as possible. Taking self-initiation, if you have done the retreat, the enabling retreat, the, you know, with the fire puja at the end, like that, not just the 2 days. Time is not important. The time is not the question. It's there's a number of mantras in the retreat, and for it to be able to do fire puja, like that, you see. To complete the retreat. So therefore, and every time when we take initiation, every time when you do self-initiation, you develop the potential of your mind in a plant seed of four kayas, and that makes a mind ripen for to extract the 2 stages. So, however, even you know that you're going to die today, or there's it's going to be earthquake or something, or bomb or something today. So, even one know that, however, other than whatever disease or whatever, that anyway, that one is going to die today, today, tomorrow, however. I think the best thing is to if it is not possible to take initiation from Lama, then you take self-initiation. That's the best thing is advised. And the teachers, the Tantric masters, so many practitioners, so they do that. They know that now they're not going to live, then they do self-initiation, and then make ready. You prepare by yourself for a journey to the Pure Land or the human rebirth to Kundalini practice. So that. So, so by having taken this time, by having taken Jawajatra initiation this time, so should know all this benefit of what I just mentioned. It happened. Unbelievable purification. It's incredible protection. Purification happened. The karma's collecting past purified, saved from many eons of suffering the lower realm. So, should realize the incredible advantage what you receive. Say that you have done, that you achieved. Then intend to really put effort to practice for that. So, however, I didn't mention the commitment before. The commitment, say, the main thing is the samaya vows, you see. The other one is the recital or prior to that. So, I don't remember what I said, but I think the basic thing, anyway, at a retreat, so from Lama, from Lama's, from poor Western students, Lama started this, you know, Lama thought better give them commitment retreat. Then daily prayer. Because Lama didn't, you know, they could not do it, and then they feel so sad and happy. So the Lama thought better give commitment retreat. So that's how so in the past, from starting from the first Dhamma celebration of this Sangha Songpa, so this was requested, you know, that's how started like that. Or the, or like for example, a mental initiation, then Sangha Songpa, I think it recited Mixed Yama a few times like that. You see, met very exceptional for Western, for that. However, so retreat or can do it. Then see the Omani Bhema, the Hare Sarasarshi, so this mantra can chant, you know, whatever or number one wish, so can do that, or do retreat, or if one wishes to do sadhana, can do that. any version of sadhana, whatever one wish, say, can do that, so like that. So, say, the most important thing, the most important thing is that this permits you to learn Tantra path and to maintain Tantra path. So that they're taking this incredible advantage, opening the door. That's the main thing. So, seeing this, all this benefits, then putting effort to learn and whatever one can practice, you know, like that. So. So this makes it easy to, during the course, any high tantra teachings to be presented. So there's no danger of breaking, you know, from the master to breaking samaya, you know, explaining secret things to the, who haven't received the high tantra initiation. Those things, then also has the opportunity to practice those secret teachings, you know. So that, so unbelievable fortunate to be able to follow such path. There's so many beings become enlightened by practicing Java Jasu, you know. So from Mitazuki, you know, that we, from Jerisi. So, so I want to say so that that are taking this time to our death initiation, it's become very important preparation for death. So I want to emphasize also that. It become very important preparation for death. Our freedom. Freedom at the time of death, you know, to use death as part to achieve enlightenment. However, all that. So I think that's it. Now I ran out of words. All the words are finished. So even now you dig, no words. You dig inside, no words left. That's it. Okay, so please. Okay, we do talk.